Hey, Tony, this is Alejandra Espinoza from the Science Users Group. Well, after reading your article, I have to say that I do agree with it. I feel that by providing a valid explanation for your opinion shows a lot of credibility that is necessary to convince other people that don't necessarily agree with you from the beginning. Some evidence can be presented by, like, our experiences in life. Let's say you're a scientist. It would be based off of, like, the research you've done or experiments that you've ran. All the evidence is needed in order to validify your opinion argument. If you were to give an argument without such evidence, no one would believe a word you're saying. This is what critical thinking is all about. It's a way to go about certain things to provide a valid argument. This is a very important part of physics. Scientists do a lot of observations of patterns in nature or in the world around us every day. From these observations, scientists can then provide principles and evidence that are later used to provide accurate predictions and opinions. If they were to ask to prove their argument, they would have all the data they've collected and they can show them all the tests that they ran to prove that they're right. This will only work if someone else doesn't come up with a counter argument, and if that person does come up with a counter argument and with better evidence that would contradict what the other person said, then that's up to the other person to either agree with him or just be stubborn and not change his mind. And that can be said about anyone, like, in everyday life. I know I've gone in discussions with my friends about certain things, and if I have been proven wrong, I know I've changed my mind. But that depends on the person. The problem-solving method is a huge part of life. You can be presented with certain problems every day, and for people to be trained in this is very important, because then random people would be proven wrong and feel like an idiot if they were to get in conversations that they don't even know what the topic is all about. So in order to avoid looking like an idiot, people should know that they should have evidence and support just in case other person decides to prove them wrong. So that's what I have to say about your article, and I hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you later. Have a good one.